Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Inauguration Day, drug kingpin moved. I'm Elliot Francis. Following a day-long schedule of pre-inaugural activity, the president-elect and his family spent the night at Blair House in Washington, D.C. At 12 noon today, Donald Trump will be sworn in as the nation's 45th president. Kristen Holmes has a preview.
In less than 24 hours, Trump will officially become the 45th president of the United States. Sworn in by Chief Justice Roberts on Abraham Lincoln's Bible, as well as a Bible given to him by his late mother. And delivering a self-written speech, his first remarks as president.
Before the swearing in, the Trumps will meet the Obamas at the White House. Then both families will travel to the Capitol Hill together. A notorious Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been extradited to the U.S. The convicted leader of the Sinaloa cartel is expected, according to authorities, to appear in a Brooklyn federal courthouse sometime later this morning. I'm Elliot Francis. A spokesperson for former President George H.W. Bush and his wife say the two are feeling better at a hospital in Houston. Alan Skyer reports.
Jim McGrath says the former president could be released from the ICU in the next few days, and Barbara Bush is feeling 1,000% better. Barbara Bush went through treatment for bronchitis. George H.W. Bush has been in the hospital since Saturday, but McGrath says there's not a lot of money to be made betting against George Bush. McGrath says you can't keep a good man down, and Bush is the epitome of that. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
Disgraced former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is telling the court that he wants his hush money back. Recently released court papers show that Hastert seeks the return of the $1.7 million he paid to a man to keep Hastert's sexual abuse of teens a secret. Hastert claims the man known as, in court as Individual A broke their 2010 verbal agreement when he spoke to authorities, so the man should pay Hastert back. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Today is Donald Trump's big day. Now, many people have been waiting for this day for years, 8 years to be exact.
Trump is finally going to make America great again after 8 years of Obama.
It's exciting. It's a turning point in history.
But for more than 60 congressional Democrats, it's not the turning point in history they want to see. And that's why they're boycotting today's inauguration. This Trump supporter responds.
It's childish. This is the peaceful transfer of power. And many people on both sides of the aisle can put on their big boy pants and just say that's what democracy is about. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
On the National Mall, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The new president will pass the Wilson Building as he makes his way from the Capitol to the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, but most D.C. council members won't be there watching. Among the 13 council members, only three plan to be there for today's inauguration. So what to expect from President Trump's inaugural address? Gary Nordlinger teaches in the School of Political Management at George Washington University.
An inaugural address is far more important for the early part of the presidency because it's one of those things that allows people to get an idea of what's in store for the next few months.
In the end, though, Nordlinger says most inaugural speeches end up being pretty forgettable. WMAL's live coverage of the Trump inauguration begins at 11:30 this morning. And while the inaugural celebrations have begun, so have the protests. Some protesters outside the Deplorable clashed with police last night for refusing to get off the sidewalk in front of the National Press Club building. The protest resulted in the first arrest of the inaugural weekend. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,732, the Nasdaq at 5,540. Sports, the Wizards win their fourth straight. The Caps move into first place in the Metropolitan Division with a win in St. Louis. College basketball victories for Maryland's men and women. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start. Seven on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch.
Can you get that camera out of my face?
That hold government officials accountable.
Heads will roll.
Seven on your side.
Excuse me.
Alerts you to scams and protects you from ripoffs.
What about her car?
Seven on your side spells bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away.
If I hadn't called Seven on your side, I would have still been waiting for answers.
Turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words. Seven on your side.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria, an accident that brought down a utility pole and wires as a result. Closure of Huntington Avenue at Telegraph Road. So Alexandria, Huntington Avenue, Telegraph Road, that's closed as crews continue to do work on this downed pole and wires. You can access Huntington Avenue from Route 1. You can get up to the metro station that way. If you're coming off of Telegraph Road, you can also think about your alternates prior to getting up to Huntington. That would work for you through that stretch. Much for police direction to get you on through as well. Around the Beltway, off to a good start. 395, we have the HOV Express Bridge closed heading into town for the inauguration. So that's going to be shut down, and it is already this morning. So if you're coming, say, north 95 out of Stafford, by the time you get up to 395, the last bailout point they're going to give you is Edsel Road, and you'll be diverted off to the main lines, again, because the HOV lanes are closed. Lots of closures downtown, obviously. No problems early on here. 66 both inside and outside of the Beltway to report. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a pretty decent rain risk today. Most of it will be light. Clouds already gathering. Showers 9, 10 o'clock until about 1. That's our best chance. And still a threat later, 49. Tonight, cloudy 45. Cloudy and mild tomorrow, 57. It's going to rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Leesburg, 32 in Beltsville, 40 degrees in Washington. America's late night talk hosts gear up for the Trump inauguration. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 on WMAL, and this is the day that many thought would never arrive. It has finally gotten here. It is inauguration day in the nation's capital, and in a little less than 7 hours, Donald Trump will raise his hand at the 58th inauguration and become the 45th president of these United States. And throughout the morning, we're going to be talking about a lot about this day, what it means, how we got here. We're also going to be talking about how difficult it's going to be to move around this city today and how difficult it is going to be to, participate in this inauguration. We'll give you all the information that you need to know throughout the morning. Also, we got Steve Burns, WMAL reporter out on the street. Gary Byrne will be here. He's a former Secret Service official. We'll talk to a former speechwriter about the speech that Donald Trump is expected to give today. Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel will join us about 8:35 this morning. Now, because this is a day in which police activity might be of utmost importance, we decided to bring in as our guest host today Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, the founder of Capital Investigations. Rod, come a little closer to the microphone there, and let me say, it is good to have you here this morning.
Well, it's good to be with you, Brian. It's a wonderful day. The weather has cooperated.
Up till now.
Fully. I mean, it's a beautiful morning here in the nation's capital, and I think a lot of people are excited about what's going to happen and take place today right around noon.
Yeah, I want to just say, Rod, you are well known as being a very sharp dresser. This is radio, but I mean, Rod is dressed in the nines today. Got his coat and tie on, and he's ready to talk about all the things that we're going to be going through here this morning. Now, you say that you were down the other day walking around the area, talking to some of these police officers.
That's right.
And beyond the police department, Department. We have National Guard people who've been deputized.
Right.
We have local agencies around the area are also sending in police officers to supplement the D.C. police force, and they get deputized.
That's right.
I mean, there's no telling how many police officers are going to be on the street this morning.
Well, there's going to be 28,000, believe it or not, officers from around the country that's going to be right here in our nation's capital. They've been here for a couple of days now. I saw a lot of them staging yesterday, just preparing to make sure that everybody is safe, regardless of whether or not you're a Trump supporter or not. The police want to make sure that everybody can voice whatever it is that they want to voice and everyone remains safe.
Yeah, I mean, logistically, getting that many police officers here and helping them understand, you know, what their job responsibilities are and just getting them sworn in,
right?
Just that is a logistical nightmare, I would imagine.
Well, you know, it's taken a while now. This just didn't happen about a week ago. These officers have been preparing for months, actually before the end of the election, as a matter of fact, they've been preparing. So this is something that we plan for, officers train for, and very well prepared to do whatever it takes to make sure everybody stays safe and sound. Now, the D.C. Police Department, of course, is always going to be the lead agency here in the nation's capital. So, you know, we appreciate the support that we get from police departments all across the country, Brian.
All right. And so tell me a little bit about what the great concerns are. When you talk to these officers, what are they most worried about?
It's the lone wolf in situations like that. I mean, it's the John Hinckleys of the world. If you remember, John Hinckley was the individual that shot President Reagan. You know, those are the people that it's very difficult to account for. How do we identify those individuals? So it's the lone wolf that we're worried about. And then it's the individual protesters that has their sights set on coming to the nation's capital and disrupting the events that's taking place. And that's what we won't allow. And, you know, and you have a number of these protest groups, Brian, that has actually stated already by way of social media what they're going to do and how they're going to try to block people from attending this event. And I can tell you, we're not going to let that happen. We want people to come. We want people to voice their opinions, but we also want people to obey the law in our nation's capital.
Well, there was a bit of a scuffle last night outside the Deplorable.
Right.
It's not really clear. As I read the reporting this morning, some people say tear gas was used to disperse the crowd. Others say it was the protesters who ignited smoke devices. One way or the other, there are pictures that indicate that there was some pushing and shoving, and apparently some items were set on fire outside the Deplorable. At what point does it move from being a protest to being something that police need to take action on?
Well, when people fail to adhere to the police officer's orders and when people start to cause a commotion such that other people can be harmed, violating the law, that's when they cross the line. Now, there was only one arrest, though, made yesterday. It was a 34-year-old individual who actually lives here in Washington, D.C. The police did arrest him because he actually did try to assault someone in the crowd. So, you know, they kept it pretty much under control.
All right. So, is that your expectation that that there's a fine line there, but police are absolutely prepared to take action if somebody crosses the line from exercising their First Amendment right to actually trying to impede or to, as they say, disrupt this inauguration?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're just the police department is just not going to allow for that. Again, like I said, if you look at social media, a number of these groups, and by the way, there were 99 permits issued for groups to come to the district in protest. Like I said, some for Trump, some against Trump, but a number of these groups have already stated by way of social media, Brian, that they want to disrupt the events that's going to take place today. And the police have responded by saying, you can come, but you cannot disrupt what's going to take place today.
And they have indicated, and in some quarters, that indeed that is their intention. Are you familiar at all with this group that call themselves anarchists who are going to be here? Because, you know, I've had some past experience with these people that call themselves anarchists. And these are people who come in and say, okay, if there's a peaceful protest, these people come in, they obscure their faces, they cover their faces,
right.
They dress in black, and their stated purpose is to try to take something that is peaceful and to turn it into something that is not peaceful. They're agitators is what they are.
They're trained agitators.
Yeah, and they're bad people.
Well, they are. I mean, they already let you know what their intent is. And like I said, these individuals are trained. They come here prepared to disrupt things and to agitate and to cause problems and incite riots and things like that. And so we are very much aware of these individuals. A lot of our intelligence for other police department, you know, tells us the actions that these individuals are going to probably try to do. So we try to prepare against that.
All right. Now, here's the other side of this. How much of this is talk designed to make people worried and make them stay away? Because if this is my great fear, that there's been a lot of talk, talk. We're talking about it here this morning because I think it's responsible for us to know what we know or what we think we know. But how much of this is just BS designed to hold down the number of people who turn out for the inauguration?
I think some of it may be considered BS, so to speak, if I can use your words. But I think in this particular instance today, we know in our intelligence and law enforcement, be it the Secret Service, the FBI, D.C. police, we know that there are groups that have specifically stated what they're going to do, that they want to create havoc for us and for the nation today here at the events. And we have to take that seriously. But the good news is that the listeners and the folks that want to come to this event, we would encourage them to still come because our responsibility is to make sure that everybody remains safe. And so I think even though we have these threats made by these groups that disrupt J20 and all these other groups, you know, that's fine and dandy, but we're not going to allow them to do that.
Well, good. I mean, that is reassuring to hear. Rod Wheeler, it's going to be a great morning to have you on board. We don't know what the morning holds, but sure. if it starts to go ugly, at least we'll have your expertise here on the microphones this morning as we go forward. Well, I mean, I think you're right. I think that there will be some people who try, but I do believe that law enforcement has this under control. It is now 5:15 on WML. That means it's time for traffic and weather, but 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What a big day through town, of course. Lots of closures. Just a reminder, we had the HOV lanes in Virginia closed on 395. They begin the closure at Edsel Road. You cannot get over the HOV bridge into town. The 14th Street Bridge main bridge is open. If you're heading for the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, that's also closed. You're being taken off at the East Street Expressway. Just a couple items to note. Obviously, tons of closures through town. Metro stations that are closed, Pentagon, Smithsonian, Federal Triangle, Archives, and Mount Vernon Square. We do have a crash in Alexandria that brought down a utility pole and wires. Huntington Avenue at Telegraph Road is closed. You can access Huntington Avenue from Route 1 if you want to make that your workaround there. We're off to a quiet start around the Beltway. 270, 95, both Maryland and Virginia, no issues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is, light rain today, and actually, I got to be honest with you folks, it looks like the rain shower is going to be hitting right about noon. Light rain this morning, showers around noon to about 2 o'clock, high of 49 degrees, so the chance of rain is some 70%. Tonight, 45, mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, cloudy, 57. And then we will see on Sunday, again, cloudy and periods of rains, highs in the low 50s, lows in the upper 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 40 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Focus on the new president coming in, but you know, yesterday at the White House, it was the last full day for all of the Obama people to serve there at the White House, and so they began the process of closing out their door, you know, and closing up their offices and emptying out all the stuff that they had brought into the White House and turning in their phones and their Blackberries and turning in their White House passes. There are only a small number of people from the Obama administration, as I understand it, will be showing up at the White House today just to make sure that things are still running until noon when the new people start to come in. So that transfer of power takes place after Donald Trump takes the oath of office. It's straight up noon today on the west front of the Capitol. The last day yesterday for one Valerie Jarrett, who has, as you read the story of Valerie Jarrett, she is somebody who is a confidant and sort of a consigliere, I would say, of the Obama family. She carries out, you know, whatever it is that they want done. She was the person who would be a fixer. You got this issue, hand it to Valerie. Valerie will go fix it. Very important to this family, but I was taken by a tweet that she put out yesterday, and I need to share this with you because it just struck me the wrong way, and it struck a lot of other people the wrong way. Valerie Jarrett takes a walk around the White House grounds yesterday, and she pauses, and somebody takes a picture of her on the east front, east lawn out there, and you see the long yard out there of the White House. She's inside the gate, and you see the White House in the distance, and she tweets the following: "Taking my last walk around the grounds. We'll be watching from outside the gate after tomorrow as a citizen." Excuse me just a moment. Yesterday, she said that she'll be a citizen today.
Well, what was she yesterday?
Oh, that's exactly my point.
I mean, you know.
Valerie, what do you think you are now? What were you when you wrote this? Do you think that because you serve in the White House, you are not a citizen? You're not an elected official. You're not anybody who put your name on a ballot and got voted for. You are, and always have been, from the day you walked in that White House, you have been a citizen. And for you to somehow suggest that your status in life is going to change because you are leaving, your status in life never changed. You were never anything other than a citizen. It almost speaks to me of sort of this elitist attitude of people who take these offices and who serve inside the White House, that they are somehow better or different than everybody else that is beneath them.
Well, at the
to suggest
least.
That she is a citizen now, and she'll just be a mere common everyday citizen now, suggests that when she was in the White House, she thought she was something more than that.
Well, at the very least, Brian, it shows how the Obama administration has been detached from everyday American people. I remember clearly right after the election when President-elect Trump won the election, Valerie Jarrett made the statement that, you know, losing was soul crushing. Well, what in the world does that mean? I mean, how about saying, you know, we lost fairly and, you know, we're going to support the new president? None of that has come out of Valerie Jarrett or anybody in the White House. So, you know, the statement that she made yesterday actually did not come as a surprise to me and to many others.
Well, it comes as a surprise only in that she seemed to be so amazingly non-self-aware that she would ever even publicly make a statement like that she will just become a mere citizen today. No, and I hope that this is a lesson to everybody who's coming into the White House now. And I've seen this happen time and time again. You get into the White House, you do have this sort of sense that, well, we're doing something special. We are in charge. We are sort of, you know, leading the country. And you lose sight of the fact that you are a citizen who comes to spend 4 or 8 years at that White House, and then you move on and you go back to being a citizen. And you go back to being somebody who does not rule, who does not lead. You're just like the rest of us. But the best of those people who serve in the White House are those who never really lose sight of the fact that I am here but for a short while. I am no better than you. I am no different than you. I am just like you. It's just that I've had this wonderful opportunity to serve you. And for her to suggest that she now becomes a citizen speaks to me of the elitism that I think has leaked into this administration and in other administrations as well. To the Trump people, I say, notice this. Don't lose sight of the fact that you are nothing more than a citizen who comes to serve the people. 522.
Check out Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's really low rate on their new Life of the Balance Visa card. Go to cofcu.org/radio for details.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Want to give your family something that provides peace of mind and keeps on giving? I'm attorney Mike Collins. Come to our seminar and learn how to protect their future with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Keep your money and your family where it belongs, free of probate costs and delays, needless death taxes, and away from ex-spouses, creditors, and interfering in-laws. I'll be in Tyson's on January 23rd and in Bethesda on the 25th. Tuition is free. Look for your invitation in the mail and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria closed Huntington Avenue at Telegraph Road, and that's due to an overnight crash that brought down a utility pole and wire. So a lot of you might be trying to get over to the Huntington Metro Station. You can access Huntington Avenue from Route 1, Richmond Highway. But again, Telegraph and Huntington right there, that intersection closed as they do the repairs. No problems if you're heading around the Capitol Beltway. Good for Virginia and Maryland. Obviously in town, we're focusing on all the closures and the activities that are happening, bridges that are closed, Memorial Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and the 14th Street Bridge, HOV Bridge only. The main bridge is open. Rock Creek Parkway southbound, you cannot get past Virginia Avenue. That's right before you would get toward the Kennedy Center. So they have that shut down as well, so you can't access the area over near the Lincoln Memorial. Parts of Constitution and Independence Avenues are closed as well. We continue to keep you updated on everything this morning. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a pretty decent rain risk today. Most of it will be light. Clouds already gathering. Showers 9, 10 o'clock until about 1. That's our best chance. And still a threat later, 49. Tonight, cloudy 45. Cloudy and mild tomorrow, 57. It's going to rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 40 degrees at 527. You can stand under my umbrella. Well, listen, folks, I'm looking at the forecast, and the greatest chance of rain today, sadly, is straight up noon. And by 2 o'clock, it appears it'll all be gone. That's at least the way it looks right now. So, if you're going down to the inauguration, they always said, well, you can't bring your umbrella whatever it is, your bumper chute. You can't bring it. And apparently, they have changed the policy somewhat. If you have a big, long golf umbrella or an umbrella, like a gentleman's long umbrella, you can't take it. If you got a tote, one that'll fold up and go in a women's purse, or you can stick in your pocket, that's going to be okay. So those little tiny umbrellas that collapse down to nothing almost, those are still allowed. They will be allowed except in the ticketed areas. So, you can at least carry some protection from the rain today as you come here for the inauguration. It is now 527 on WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
There's never been a better time to shop Riccardi Clothiers in Georgetown. Riccardi brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, Super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for inaugural black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off. You won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Street. 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least 1 percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Well, coming up in just a moment, more commutations. People who are having their jail sentences ended early by the president. And there were hearings yesterday for... confirmation hearings for people who want to be on the cabinet for Donald Trump. We'll give you the highlights from that. It's all straight ahead. It's now 5:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and we are now just half an hour away from security gates opening and the crowds flowing onto the National Mall ahead of today's Donald Trump inauguration, and they are ready to go.
There's already a healthy line here at the closest security gate to the Capitol for those without tickets. Metro seems to be smooth so far, with some seats still open on most trains. You might expect that to change not too long from now. All types of law enforcement are already out en masse inside and outside Metro stations, on the streets here, and just on the other side of the security fence. At 7th and D in downtown D.C., Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump will have his hand on Abraham Lincoln's Bible when he takes the oath of office at noon and becomes the 45th president. And listen for WMAL live coverage of the inauguration of Donald Trump starting at 11:30 this morning. Now, as for the weather, could be kind of a dreary day.
Timing things out for you. Low cloud perhaps impacting visibility, perhaps some light drizzle associated with that moving through this morning. Then the showery activity picks up midday, just about the same time as the swearing-in ceremony. And then by 3 p.m. and into the early evening hours, we do anticipate the heaviest of rainfall to move eastward, but again, still low cloud expected, fog, and perhaps some light drizzle in and around the nation's capital.
Meteorologist Derek Van Dam checking your money. The Dow opened today at 19,732, the NASDAQ at 5540. Sports, John Wall scores 29 points as the Wizards beat the Knicks. The Caps overwhelm the Blues in St. Louis. College basketball, the Maryland men win, and so do the women. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. No, you've got a house to paint and a bathroom to update. So paint over those fingerprints on the den wall and bring that powder room into the 21st century. And it all starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now starting at just $17.98 and up to 40% off select vanities and bath products. Let's get this party started with Lowe's. U.S. only while supplies last. Bath offer ends 3/19/17.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my friends at Chamonix just got this letter from Doris in Boca Raton, Florida. I love Chamonix. My skin has never looked better, and my friends can't believe how much younger I look. With Esotique XV, the appearance of my fine lines and wrinkles have diminished. The results have made me feel and look great. Thanks, Chamonix. Yeah, I say thanks, Chamonix, too. I love Esotique XV. What better way to start 2017 than by looking 15, even 20 years younger? Now, for the first time ever, get Chamonix's brand new genuine Benyocel Dark Circle Treatment absolutely free with your order. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720 to try Esotique XV for yourself. Order now and Chamonix will also throw in top-selling Genucel for bags and puffiness for free. Call 800-525-2720 or visit www.xvbeauty.com. If you don't see results, you don't pay. It's just that easy. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
All the walls in your house face south. There's a bear outside. What color is the bear? Welcome to Window World Riddle My Siding Sale. Stay tuned for the answer.
But it's no riddle where real whole house siding value dwells. Window World says treat your home to the ultimate home makeover. Premium American-made whole house insulated siding from $179 a month. Installed includes 18 squares, soffit, fascia in 14 colors, and the best warranty in the business, hands down.
Free spring value store-wide. Windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimate.
Window World, boasting the most experienced install teams. Whole house insulated siding, $179 a month. Call 703-955-4045.
What color is the bear? White. Window World, simply the best for less. America's largest home improvement company. 60 months, 7.99% APR, bank approval needed.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the region, we'll start Alexandria. Crash overnight brought down a utility pole and wire, so it's going to be a little bit of an obstacle getting over to the Huntington Metro Station if you're heading there this morning. Huntington Avenue at Telegraph Road is closed. Now, you can access Huntington Avenue from Route 1 Richmond Highway, or if you're on Telegraph Road coming northbound from North Kings Highway, so those options will work for you. Now, around the Beltway, good. We're good through Alexandria, over at the Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge. Of course, we have closures and lots of them into town. Already we have the Memorial Bridge closed. There's HOV lanes. You cannot get past Edsel Road on 395. You're diverted back to the main lines. The main line of the 14th Street Bridge is open. The HOV Bridge closed. And we'll have the tunnels in town closed as the morning rush hour gets on here at 3rd, 9th, and 12th Street tunnels. And a lot of closures again around the region. No problems on 270. Some of the main arteries were good. And we hope to have a quiet morning. 270, 95 BW Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of our rain between about, I'd say, 10 and 1, 49. Tonight, cloudy, 45. Saturday, cloudy, 57. And some decent rain coming in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Manassas, 32 in Bethesda, 40 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and we got a heck of a show lined up for you on Inauguration Day. By the way, if you're interested, 6 hours, 22 minutes until Barack Obama is no longer the President of the United States, and Donald Trump takes the oath of office straight up noon today. 6 hours, 22 minutes. We'll give you updates on that throughout the show, because I have a countdown clock. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll talk to Gary Byrne, former Secret Service official. We'll talk to Deal Hudson at 7:15. He's a former speechwriter about what Donald Trump might say today. We will talk to Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel at 8:35. And joining us here in studio today is our guest host, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective and founder of Capital Investigations. Good day to have you here, Rod.
It's good to be with you, Brian.
Given all that might happen this morning, it's good to have a police perspective, a law enforcement perspective today. So thank you very much for joining us. And speaking of which, here's a story that we want to bring to your attention. Late yesterday, President Obama commuted 330 more federal inmates. And when you look at this,
it suggests that if this is the end, I guess he could actually continue to sign pardons right up to 11:59 today. I mean, one wonders if they're on the platform, you know, moments before Donald Trump is sworn in, Hillary might slip him a little piece of paper. Here, Barack, do an old friend a favor. Do us a solid. Sign this, would you? I guess that's possible. But right now, we believe this is it. 330 more yesterday. That brings the number of inmates who had their sentences commuted, which means they're going to get out of jail earlier than they were supposed to get out of jail. That comes to 715 people who have had their sentences commuted. And the 212 people have been given complete and full pardons. This is remarkable in that if you take the number of commutation and pardons and add them up together, it is more than the previous 12 presidents have done. So this is big and this is different.
That's right. This is big and different. And, you know, I like to call these the get-out-of-jail free cards, right?
Right.
These are individuals that actually committed crimes, whether they were nonviolent crimes or not, I think is irrelevant. The fact of the matter is they committed these crimes. And I'm sure a number of these people he probably committed, we locked up here in the district, for committing crimes. But what I find really interesting is the fact that President Obama has never really talked about the criteria that he uses for granting these pardons or these get-out-of-jail cards to these people. And he just kind of does it. So like you said, Brian, he has up until 11:59 today to pardon some more people if he wanted.
Yeah, according to the reporting on this, their stated goal was to commute the sentences of some 10,000 people.
That's right. Eric Holder wanted that.
Yeah, but in the end, they denied some 14,000 petitions that were put across their desk and closed another 4,200 without taking any action at all. The overall grant rate was about 5.9%. So about 5-6% of those who actually submitted petitions had them granted. The other thing that I think is missing here, Rod, let's talk about this. When you put somebody through a trial,
right,
and they are convicted, part of that, when you do the sentencing part of it, you often hear from the people who were the victims of that crime or the families of the victims of those crime about what they have lost, about what the impact of this crime had on society and on their lives. You don't, I think, have that part of the process in a commutation.
No, you don't. That's called the victim's impact statement.
Yeah, and so I wonder, you know, how easy it is to say, well, this person is in on a drug charge, okay? And we, you know, the Obama people think that that the sentencing on drugs was far too harsh in the past, and that's part of the reason why so many of these people are having their sentences commuted. But where are the victims?
Right.
And their voice in this process? We heard them during the trial. It was part of the reason these people got the sentence that they got, but their voices seem to be missing in the process when you have a commutation or a complete pardon.
Well, their voices are missing, and you're exactly right, Brian. I mean, the question becomes, not only were these individuals charged with drug offenses, and granted, maybe some of these offenses were nonviolent offenses, but here's the thing that's very important for the listeners to understand. With a lot of these cases, they were connected or tied to something else at some point. So what other crimes were these individuals a part of, even if they did not commit those other crimes? But, you know, again, my question has always been, what is the criteria that the president uses, in this case, President Obama uses, to grant these pardons? Is it just because of people who know people that's important or that's in power? We don't know. But again, this is a lot of people to be getting a get out of jail free card.
It was interesting in the story that I read this morning on this is that former President Bush, George W. Bush, in the limo on the way for Barack Obama's first inauguration, they share a limo ride up Pennsylvania Avenue to the Capitol for
right.
this. And one of the things that he was talking to Barack Obama about on that ride was, Have a policy for pardons and commutations, establish it early, and then stick to it. And it was very much on his mind because he apparently had just gone through the process. He actually granted George W. Bush 189 pardons. Not as many as Obama did, but nonetheless a lot more than his dad did. His dad only granted 74 pardons in the course of his presidency. So very interesting to see this all happen. But again, I wonder, you know, is it right to release these people without hearing once again,
without the voice of the victim?
The voice of the victim.
1,715 pardons that was granted by President Obama.
It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is departing as President Obama's top defense advisor after nearly 2 years in the post, during which he led initiatives to modernize and strengthen the department while confronting numerous global challenges in a changing strategic landscape. President-elect Trump has selected retired Marine Corps General James Mattis as his replacement. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Well, the new year is here, and I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with all of my listeners about getting a virtual physical body scan, a heart scan, or a virtual colonoscopy. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. The virtual physical scan detects plaque in your heart and arteries, which can lead to heart attacks and strokes. Plus, it can spot small tumors long before symptoms emerge. I can't believe you haven't had your scan yet. I had mine. Now it's your turn. Is this the year for your colonoscopy? Well, the virtual colonoscopy is less invasive and just as effective as a traditional colonoscopy, and it requires no sedation. Start the new year right. Make an appointment today. Call 301-984-9009. For those of you who still have flex spending dollars, use them before you lose them. Call right now, 301-984-9009. Ask about their WMAL listener specials. The number again, 301-984-9009, or visit online at virtualphysical.com.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Manassas, we have a crash on 234 Sudley Road. If you're heading northbound up towards, say, the 66, northbound 234 right as you get up to that exit ramp prior to the Beltway past Balls Ford Road under police direction. Yep, do have a little bit of volume there. The better news, though, once you do make it up onto 66, I don't see any delays. We're in great shape here out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway and through Falls Church. Do keep in mind, though, once you get in toward town, the Memorial Bridge closed. HOV lanes of 395 closed from Etzel Road across the 14th Street Bridge, but it's only the HOV bridge that's closed. The main 14th Street Bridge is open to through traffic. We do have metro stations closed for the festivities today. The Pentagon Station closed. Smithsonian, Federal Triangle, Archives, and Mount Vernon Square stations are closed, just as a reminder, and obviously a lot of closures in through town. I want a quick reminder in Alexandria, Huntington Avenue at Telegraph Road. We still have that shut down, too, with an overnight crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Radar showing the showers. Model guidance says we'll get here about 10, 11 o'clock. They'll come in southwest to northeast. And anytime, I might say after 9, we'll start seeing some of those showers get into the area. They'll continue through noon and probably linger into the afternoon. Most of our rain between about, I'd say, 10 and 1, 49. Tonight, cloudy, 45. Saturday, cloudy, 57. And some decent rain coming in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 40 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Citric Grasshopper.
As entrepreneurs, they're always on the go. That's why they created Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with their mobile apps. See how it works at grasshopper.com. Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It is 5:47 on WMAL, 6 hours and 12 minutes until the Obama presidency comes to a close. Not that we're counting. Here's a thing that you need to know about. There were hearings yesterday for the people who are going to serve on the Trump cabinet, and these are confirmation hearings. And there was a moment yesterday that was really quite important. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry is up for Secretary of Energy. And, you know, you go ahead when you would do these confirmation hearings. It's not the first time you've met a senator. You go to their offices. You have a courtesy call. You sit and visit with them. And then you have the hearing. Well, such was the case. And Al Franken, Democrat, was questioning Rick Perry
about, you know, his job, and mentioned the fact that they had met before in his office. And it was an awkward and sometimes funny little exchange. Here it is in toto.
Thank you so much for coming into my office. Did you enjoy meeting me?
I hope you were as much fun on that dais as you were on your couch.
Well...
May I rephrase that, sir?
Please. 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 Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I think we found our Saturday Night Live soundbite.
Let's move on.
It was an awkward moment, but a funny moment. It was also, you remember, Rick Perry was the guy that when he was running for presidency the last time around, had that moment where he blanked out, and he said he wanted to close down certain agencies in the government, and then he couldn't remember what the last agency was. Remember this?
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Oh, five. Okay. So, commerce, education, and
he couldn't remember. Well, energy was one of the ones he had said earlier that he wanted to do away with, and now he is going to be the Secretary of Energy. He told the committee that he actually regrets having pushed for the elimination of the Department of Energy at one point.
My past statements made over 5 years ago about abolishing the Department of Energy do not reflect my current thinking. In fact, after being briefed on so many of the vital functions of the Department of Energy, I regret recommending its elimination.
There you go. And there was another really testy exchange yesterday during confirmation hearings for Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. Senator Roberts, Pat Roberts of Kansas, was not very happy with the way that Ron Wyden had questioned the nominee. And there was this exchange afterwards.
Senator Wyden, I've got a Valium pill here that you might want to take before the second round. Just a suggestion, sir.
Just another suggestion. We've got a lot of colleagues waiting. If you could be brief, it would be helpful.
I'm going to be very brief. Mr. Mnuchin, from the distinguished ranking member's remarks, I understand you're in charge of the Great Recession.
Well, there you have it. And so that little suggestion that what needed to happen was he take a Valium did not sit well with Democrats. So that was sort of an awkward moment. And, you know, I think it does speak, I think, Rod, to the testiness that exists right now between Republicans and Democrats up on Capitol Hill.
It does. And it's very clear when you watch these hearings, the different sides that these individuals are taking. But I think, you know, we're going to get through it. But at the same time, I think it's unfortunate that the American people have to go through this as well when you listen to some of the back and forth that's going on between some of these individuals.
Well, we'll continue to stay on these confirmation hearings as they continue. Right now, 5:51 on WMAL, time for El Rushbo.
At noon, the reign of Barack Hussein the first comes to a screeching halt. And as he leaves, there's finally a glimmer of hope, a chance to restore America to heights that some no longer believe possible. Some millennials, for instance, don't know what it's like to live in a country that's booming with jobs, industry, and energy. They don't know because under Obama, a declining economy was the new normal. There's a chance to reverse the lawless culture that Obama and his Democrats also made the new normal, a culture that openly flouts immigration laws in hundreds of cities that give sanctuary to lawbreakers as unaccompanied minors are encouraged to cross the border illegally by the tens of thousands for one reason only. They are future Democrat voters. That lawless culture also saw the IRS brazenly target the regime's political opponents with no penalty as agency after agency refused to comply with congressional oversight. There's a chance also to restore the military. For the last 8 years, the U.S. military has been a showcase for social social justice reform as their ability to defend the country steadily weakened. And there's a chance to repeal Obamacare. 20,000 pages. New regulations killed jobs, disrupted innovation, ruined the doctor-patient relationship, and ended up increasing the cost of health care, not lowering it. It was normal years ago to see America as the world's leading economy and the world's inspiration. America was the solution to the world's problems, and we can make that the new normal again. And we will.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Excellent. Follow me. Here, grab the other end.
But sir, we're a full-service junk removal company.
I'm not sure what that means.
It means all you have to do is point, sir.
That's when the magic happens.
Seriously, just grab the other end, will you?
Would you point at it for me?
Sure, that's it, right? Wow, so that is when the magic happens.
All you have to do? His point.
Is there room on the truck for that, too? And how about that? And that? And that?
We're here to make you happy, sir.
Can you do my storage room at work?
Absolutely. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there.
Like he said, we're here to make you happy.
You guys take this full service thing to a whole new level.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, big day. Lots of closures in effect. So as we plan accordingly, keep in mind we have closures on roads, bridges, tunnels, getting into town. Metro Rail, they have 5 stations closed today, and those stations closed. Pentagon, Smithsonian, Federal Triangle Archives, and Mount Vernon Square. If you have an accident in Manassas, need to try to get you around this. Definitely seeing delays quickly forming here. Couple cars involved, northbound 234 Sudley Road at Balls Ford Road. That's right before you get to I-66. So again, Manassas with the crash on 234. Alexandria with the crash closing Huntington Avenue at Telegraph Road, but you can get over toward the metro station if you need Huntington Avenue off of Route 1 Richmond Highway or North Kings Highway as an alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a pretty decent rain risk today. Most of it will be light. Clouds already gathering. Showers 9, 10 o'clock until about 1. That's our best chance. And still a threat later, 49. Tonight, cloudy 45. Cloudy and mild tomorrow, 57. It's going to rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 40 degrees, 5:56.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new. What's now and what's happening next? We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start. 7 on your side. 4 little words that pack a big punch.
Can you get that camera out of my face?
That hold government officials accountable.
Heads will roll.
7 on your side.
Excuse me.
Alerts you to scams and protects you from ripoffs.
What about ripoffs?
7 on your side spells bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away.
If I hadn't called 7 on your side, I would have still been waiting for answers.
Turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, 7 on your side.
Hey,
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Through January 31st, receive a nutrition consultation, dietary assessment, and body composition analysis for just $49, all valued at $175 for just $49 for a limited time. Visit RoselleCare.com for details. That's RoselleCare.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Common Conditions of the Foot and Ankle on Wednesday, January 25th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Why Care Suites of America? Care Suites of America provides custom home additions tailored to meet the care needs of the aging or mobility impaired. For aging parents, injured military, or if it's time to address your own changing needs, a custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost compared to senior and assisted living facilities. To learn more and to meet the Care Suites of America team, visit their booth at the Home and Remodeling Show, January 20th through 22nd at the Dulles Expo Center and online at caresuitesofamerica.com.
There's never been a better time to shop Riccardi Clothiers in Georgetown. Riccardi brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, Super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for inaugural black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off. You won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Street. 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Coming up on WMAL, why is it that police are being told they have to wear body cameras but to not turn them on during demonstrations today? We'll talk to Rod Wheeler about that, and we'll have highlights from the concert last night down at the Lincoln Memorial. It is now T-minus 6 hours and counting until the Obama administration ends. That means it is now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. And
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,